Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
Welcome back. 23 after a little Bobby Darin bringing us back. One of the greats. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'll let you decide if I'm one of the greats or not. Probably not. Probably, of course, he's been dead about 30 years, so I guess maybe after I'm dead 30 years, you can decide that. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there, including all the work that Jeffrey Zavar has deposited with us since he's been a member of our Brain Trust for the last 12-plus years. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there and all the other things that are there. Don't forget to take the poll question. We have a new question on the poll, a poll question. Every week we post a new one on the homepage there. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Jeff's with us. Jeff is talking to us about a number of different things. And Jeff, one of the things you got on your mind, I think, right now is something you've been thinking a lot about, which is when do you pull the trigger on seasonal marketing? When is it too early? I guess maybe May is too early for Christmas, right?
Well, it's getting there.
And January is too early for summer. I remember one seasonal thing I remember when I was in the furniture business when I was working my way through college. I was with Sears, and the store manager said, "Whatever you got to do after the 4th of July, whatever you have to take for it, get rid of the patio furniture." Because you're not going to sell any of it after the 4th of July. And I thought, well, that's weird. There's 2 months left. But he was right. So how do you get started with seasonal?
Well, I think you've got to think about what your business is. And certain businesses have certain seasons. So if you're in retail, and, you know, it depends on what your business is and then how you generally market and who your consumer is. So, for example, if you're a company that markets to what we call long lead publications, meaning magazines, publications that take long, you know, your daily newspaper is a short lead publication.
Right.
You can call them today and have an ad in the paper tomorrow.
Well, what you're saying is there's a lot of magazines, you know, here it is, you know, in September, a lot of magazines are putting together their December, their January publication right now.
Absolutely. For some of the magazines, some of the national publications, you're already too late to get Christmas stories in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, see, well, I wouldn't say Christmas, but holiday stories. It could be Christmas. It could be Hanukkah.
Well,
it could be
you
Kwanzaa.
Probably
it could
are
be
too
New
late.
Year's.
You are too late. Now, even if they haven't put them to bed, they know what's going in them.
Right. They've already assigned everything out. The only thing they might have room for is that what they call front of the book, the little short blurbs that, you know, they really save for as much last minute as they can. But even in your small community or even in your hometown publication, you got to be thinking, we have a lot of magazines here in South Florida that may not have 4 to 6 month lead times, but they have 2 to 3 month lead times. If you look, you know, 2 to 3 months out, you know, you're already, you know, pushing up against the holiday season. So you need to be thinking about your marketing there. But if you're not that way, if your business is not that way, think about the way you can position it so that you can get an appropriate cover, you know, appropriate coverage or an appropriate article along those lines. Certainly if you're a florist, I mean, if you're a baker, if you provide gifts or gift ideas or, you know, anything along those lines, long lead works as well as the short lead publications, and as well as you got to think about the advertising you do. Now, what trumps all of that is the internet. So if you're doing internet marketing, you know, you want to run an ad or get a story.
That's instantaneous lead time, isn't it?
That's instantaneous. I mean, you write the right story, and if they want to run sort of a first-person piece or something that's contributed content, that can be click, enter, tomorrow.
But
you know,
Jeff,
it runs that quickly.
Let's talk about something that you and I would not have talked about 12 years ago, and that is now's the time. If you've got something that you sell seasonal, if, you know, for the winter or for the holidays or whatever, now's the time to start talking to your folks through your own voice, through your own distribution, your own channels, to talk to them not about buying something from you, but about thinking about it and get ready for this, prepare for that. It's time to think about cleaning out the you know, the gutters, or let's get ready for the winter when the heat comes on, or whatever. In other words, get them thinking about some of the things that they're going to be wanting to do, either decorating or feeding people or whatever your business is. But putting stuff out there just to start the conversation, Jeff.
And
12 years ago, we might have talked about it with regard to the to our newsletters, but we wouldn't have talked about it from a social media standpoint.
Well, social media is a conversation starter, and you're absolutely right. You don't use social media to say buy my widget. You know, you might say, you know, think about doing something that you need to get done. It's an informational, you know, resource that gets people thinking along the right way, as opposed to buy. You know, I mean, you're really trying to encourage this conversation, encourage this dialogue among a larger group with Jim or Jeff or Sue or whomever at the center of that conversation, just as the initiator, because you just hope it's sort of like a form of molded and sort of evolved PR, where you just want to start a conversation, keep yourself in the middle of it, so when they get around to it, they might say, yeah, you know what, in order to accomplish X, I need Y. And why maybe Jim or Jeff or Sue? Mm-hmm. They might be able to help me. They might be able to, you know, give me, sell me, steer me in the right direction for what I need to get something accomplished. We are no longer in a hard sell economy for the most part. I mean, and certainly there are things. You run coupons today in order to sell widget tomorrow.
You can still do call to action, but the call to action works best when you have already made a goodwill deposit with your community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want people to look at you as a trusted advisor as opposed to just a vendor in a market space, in
exactly.
a marketplace.
Well said, and, Jeff, and thanks for reminding us about the seasonal aspect and how and of course how things have changed over the last few years. Another example of the realignment of the marketplace. Hey Jeff, give us the website quickly one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And you can find his books there, too, folks, and all the things that he does. A lot of good stuff there. Jeff, thanks. See you next time. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.